And we love talking movies on Thursdays. So beyond the movies Blue Planet and Planet Earth, we're also going to go to the movies with Jason DeRosso because he's got a new one he's previewing on Movie Time tonight, Argo. It's a thriller. It's set in Iran during the hostage crisis. It focuses on a CIA agent who pretends to be a Hollywood producer to get into the country and rescue a group of diplomats.
You got six people hiding out in the town of what? 4 million people, all of whom chant death to America all the live long day. You want to set up a movie in a week. You want to lie to Hollywood, a town where everybody lies for a living. Then you're going to sneak 007 over here into a country that wants CIA blood on their breakfast cereal. And you're going to walk the Brady Bunch out of the most watched city in the world.
Asked about 100 militia at the airport. That's right.
Right. Look, I got to tell you, we did suicide missions in the Army that had better odds than this.
That's Alan Arkin and Ben Affleck in that clip from the thriller Argo. Jason, hello there.
G'day, friend.
I've seen the shorts of this. It looks great.
Yeah, it's based on a true story, a little-known true story. It was referred to in the press as the Canadian Caper. It all happened back in 1979 when Iranian revolutionaries took over the American embassy and held all the American diplomats hostage. Six of them escaped out of the back door and found refuge in the Canadian ambassador's residence. And so the CIA devised this plan. A CIA agent known as Tony Mendez, who Ben Affleck plays in this film, devised a plan to pretend to be this Canadian group of filmmakers going to Iran to scout out locations for a sci-fi movie.
Dum-da-dum.
For a Hollywood sci-fi movie, dum-da-dum. A real story, which is really quite extraordinary, I suppose. So that's the basis for this psychological thriller.
And does it work? Is it good? It's got a pretty big Oscar buzz, I think.
There's huge Oscar buzz around it. I think the reason for that is that there are a lot of synchronicities in this film with where we are today in the geopolitical kind of broader context. This was one of the hottest moments in the relationship between the US and Iran, of course. And currently there's a lot of saber rattling between the two countries as well. I think the film speaks to our desire to see conflict resolved, or at least an element of this story was resolved, with some lateral thinking, not resorting to violence. It's a psychological thriller, not an action thriller.
It's not just all car chases and that kind of thing.
There's no car chases, almost. In fact, no bullets flying and so forth. And dare I say, it speaks to our desire to sort of see a very serious situation with an element of wit and humour as well, because it is quite a bizarre premise. And they do play, Alan Arkin and John Goodman are the two good old boys, Hollywood insiders, back in Hollywood, kind of manning the fort and pretending to be.
And knowing it's a true story
is hilarious, but they play it really well as kind of cynical Hollywood insiders. And I think the Academy always loves films about, you know, the magic of movies. Even though this is a film about a fake movie, there's a sense of, oh wow, what can Hollywood pull off this time?
And Ben Affleck, he's the star, but he also directs it. This
he
is
also
his second
it.
Time of doing that,
yeah.
isn't it?
My only
the first
well,
one was
no,
the
no,
town,
no.
Was
he's
it?
Directed The Town.
That was great.
Yeah, he also directed Gone Baby Gone. So he's directed, you know, two other films. My only problem with it is that for a psychological thriller, there's not a lot of psychology in it. I think it's a film that mainly plays on tension and period detail and a few kind of witticisms on the periphery there. But so I'm a little mixed on it, but I think it'll do well.
Well, all I can say is the shorts look good. Jason, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Jason DeRosso, and you can hear more about movies with Jason and Julie Rigg on Movie Time 5:30 this afternoon. But that film, Argo, coming to a cinema near you this week.